com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Freedom needs no education.
Are you too cool for school? Yeah, play it up. Crank it up. I want to hear it.
No thought.
Oh, you remember
control,
this?
Huh?
No, man, yeah. I remember this.
Totally.
This is our theme song when we were in grade school and high school.
Oh, yeah. There were some places that didn't want you even listening to it. It was a bad song.
Oh, bad influence. RSB Show live and in person, or at least on the radio for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. Welcome. Super Don is here. We've got Outside the Box Wednesday today. Cranking it up all over planet Earth through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN Live, and, of course, around the planet. Wherever you are, hey, come on, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Here to upset Mom and Dad today, because we started out with a little Pink Floyd. We don't need no education.
What are you doing, Robert Scott Bell? You're such a bad influence.
No, I'm a good influence. I'm just having to put some reality to the government indoctrination center concept here. And good old little Jaden Smith has done so as well. Little movie stars, Jaden. Normally, celebrities are sort of like what the politically incorrect term being celebutard, right? They don't know what's going on. They make stupid comments, but gotta give Jaden Smith his props, but he's catching a little hell from the pundits in the mainstream media for his statements about edumacation. Edumacation. Now, Don, I remember in high school when that came out, the Pink Floyd, the Wall, it was like, dude, this is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And it was
absolutely
a little bit, what would we call it? Authoritarian.
Anti-establishment.
Yeah, if you don't eat your meat, how can you get any pudding? How can you get any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Right.
Of course, that was upsetting the vegans in the crowd. But it was a time. It was different. It was a different consciousness. But Jaden Smith starred in a number of movies with his dad, Will Smith. You might have heard of Will Smith.
Yep.
And what was the movie?
He's best known, probably most people know him from the remake they did of The Karate Kid with him and Jackie Chan.
Right, yes, The Karate Kid, the new version of that. But also, he was in a new science fiction film, I think, called Oblivion. I think that's what it was called.
I haven't seen that yet. Actually, Liam and I were attempting anyway to talk about that the day that we took over the fort in hour two. And I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I really want to see that. I didn't realize he was in it, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I will definitely check it out now. More interested than ever with what Jaden Smith had said. Now, why is it that the mainstream, let's say, pundits are attacking a kid? You know, he's just a kid, right? Isn't he? Mm-hmm. Is he a teenager yet? He may be. No, how old is Jaden?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But, he's 15 years old.
He's followed by millions of teenagers, though. They look up to him. You know, he's a role model.
Well, listen, they're not happy with him because of what he has said. In fact, we've got some clips from the ABC News report about it. And, Tom, if you've got those clips ready, I want to hear the first clip. Just kind of set the stage for why they don't like little Jaden Smith now. Go ahead and run that.
This morning, the 15-year-old is also starring in his own online controversy after sounding off against America's education system. The teen tweeting his more than 4.5 million followers, "School is the tool to brainwash the youth." And if newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth.
You know, wow. If RSB could learn to speak, I'd be intelligent too. But
wow, I mean, imagine that—a 15-year-old kid making a statement like that. That's huge. That's very enlightened thinking.
By the way, Super Don, Ty forwarded me a message. Now he just said that it is not Oblivion, you dunderhead. It is After Earth. No, oh. I added the you dunderhead part. He didn't do that. No.
Thanks, and for Ty.
Thank you, Ty. And for those of you excited for Ty's appearance, more than anything else, we get to tell you what I've been teasing about since the weekend when Ty and I went to a Major League Baseball game and we parked for free and got in for free. And I know people are interested that while we still have baseball, how do we go and do that on a no budget? So we'll reveal that today, unless Ty says we can't. But stand by for Outside the Box in a little while. Check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remembering and reminiscing about school, how much we loved it. Now, if my kids are listening, and they do occasionally, oh, Dad, you're on the radio again doing your thing, I will tell them the same message that I am saying to you. Now, this is the Jaden Smith statement. It's school is a tool to brainwash the youth, and if babies could speak, they'd be the most intelligent things on earth. Now, intelligence may not be the appropriate word because babies have the soul or the spirit connection. There's not a lot in the way for that expression of the divine love that I believe we truly all are. So I kind of get where he's going with that, and maybe the way he's using it, that's still a 15-year-old trying to describe something that may be an intense spiritual concept of existence. But the first statement, school is the tool to brainwash the youth. I do not disagree with that. Now, it's one thing to say, all right, reading and writing and arithmetic, that kind of concept. But you can do that at home. You don't have to do that in a setting that socializes you to be basically a robot, which is what the government school systems have become. Public education was designed to not uplift the masses as much as it was to limit the consciousness of the masses. Now, we can get into a tit-for-tat discussion about, well, it's helped people here, and I can go, well, yes, but it's harmed them here, and that we are capable of educating each other in the family setting or in smaller communities or through churches, synagogues, mosques, etc. The idea is to bring schooling back home. Right. Now, I recognize not everybody is suited and wired to do this. But there are folks that do not ascribe to indoctrination principles, that is, converting your little kids into good little robot citizens. And this is the point of my perspective where I think Jaden is definitely onto something, and I believe his dad, Will Smith, gets it based on this 15-year-old's insight that's seemingly far beyond his years. Yep. But the thing is, when they bring this out, they can't make the distinction here, because that would acknowledge that some part of his statement is factually correct or actually true. And they don't, in the mainstream, the pundits, they don't want thinking people. I'd say thinking masses, but masses don't think. You get what I mean. It's
well,
sort of like,
and listen, I mean, the statement that all kids drop out of school and that schools, you know, I mean, it's just in a general statement socially and politically unacceptable. It's incorrect. And so, you know, the mainstream media, they're not gonna take the time to really examine what it is he's saying or the reason why he's saying it or his point of view. They just treat it as a shocking statement. What do you mean? What do you mean? You can't tell kids they shouldn't go to school? You're a bad influence. You're a bad person. You know, they don't put any thought behind it. It's all headline crap.
Well, and that's what we're trying to
sift through.
That's what we want to do here, is give a little more depth and insight into this, what was said here. And this, you know, in the second audio clip here coming up, it really is a dig. It's not, let's not take on what he said or why. Let's attack where this might be coming from, even if it has nothing to do directly with the statement that he said. Go ahead and run clip two.
Jaden and his younger sister Willow are both homeschooled. Up until it closed its doors last June due to a lack of funding, Jaden had attended the New Village Leadership Academy, a private school founded by his parents in 2008. The academy used Study Tech, a teaching method created by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard.
See that? Yeah, that's it right there. The dig is that this guy, L. Ron Hubbard of Scientology, may have inspired something in it. I don't know about the curriculum there. I don't know why they're not funding that school anymore. I mean, because Will Smith's got enough money to fund a lot of schools. So I don't know a lot of the backstory. But really, is that relevant in this context? I mean, call me and tell me if you think it is. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 on the air live for the next couple of hours here. Outside the Box Wednesday, Ty Bollinger will be joining us as well, and he might have some insight into this as well. But I just think that's, well, we've got to now tie him to a cult that a lot of people don't like.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, the cult.
This is what I'm talking about with the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this is what they're looking for. They're trying to find, you know, some dirty laundry to hang on something in order to further their agenda. One of the other things that they said in there that we don't have the audio clip on this particular part, but they made a comment about how it was rumored that Jaden Smith was at one point trying to emancipate himself from his parents, which turned out to be a bunch of BS. But
yeah,
of course, they've got to throw that in there, too, right?
You were super dad. You know, if you got a teenager, what teenager doesn't try to emancipate himself or herself from his parents?
Oh, I know, but it's just one way to try and make him look bad or look like there's some kind of conflict. Or maybe there's a problem with the family or something, right?
Yeah, but this is the new, you know, the new terrorism is humans that think for themselves, humans that question authority, humans that dare, even as teenagers, question the school system. And how much, I mean, did you ever think this when you were in school? Why am I here? This is so stupid. I mean, honestly.
Usually, as soon as I woke up in the morning,
every day. Now, listen, even my kids go, oh, what am I learning here? Now, the point is here that there are basics that can be taught, even in a school system or without, but there are certain things where I believe there's a line that's crossed in this indoctrination concept. In other words, raising automatons, raising folks that grow up and think, I'm just going to get a job, I'm going to become a taxpayer, I'm going to pay what I get, and I'm going to get a gold watch at the end, or maybe not, or maybe I expect Social Security. That is stupid. That is downright stupid. It's not going to happen. And yet the government indoctrination centers, public school systems haven't figured it out. They won't allow you to go there. And if you do, they will say you're a troublemaker and they'll say this kid needs Ritalin. And I'm sure it's only a matter of time before they'll say, well, Jaden might have attention deficit disorder. We should suggest that he go see a psychiatrist.
You know they are digging for dirt on him right now. Everybody is trying to find something in order to discredit him so they can say, see, this is the reason why he says don't go to school.
Hit that clip number three before the break here. I want to hear him. They want to attack him some more. Go ahead with that.
This morning, instead of revolutionizing that educational system, the younger Smith seems to be suggesting his Twitter followers abandon it, tweeting, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
Wow. What say you? Give me a call, 866-939-BELL. We'll have more to talk about this government indoctrination center that Jaden Smith doesn't like. And we share his passion in that, but maybe there are some nuances to this. We'll get to that. Also, look out for holy water. Don't go swimming in the holy water. We got news you will not hear anywhere else. Stand by for that.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Yeah, we're too cool for school here. Asking for permission, not because we don't need it. Now, of course, some of you are going to be upset because the kids weren't told not to listen, right? There's nothing blue or adult about this discussion. I think you should have a frank discussion with your kids about school, honestly.
I can see it now. Mom, I don't want to go to school. Robert Scott Bell said I shouldn't.
I know. I'm gonna catch hell. It is, I know, because is the thing. I'm encouraging you to talk about this with your kids, because every kid's going to come home and go, why do I go to school? And you're like, dude, I don't know. I mean, beyond math and reading and writing. But honestly, the socialization, it can be done. The homeschoolers are perfectly fine in some sort of socialization. All the homeschoolers I met over the years, all the families that were doing it, and they get together in communities. It's like, no, but then they're not going to be, let's say, open enough to new ideas. No. Hell or not, they're more open than the people that are subjugated under an authoritarian regime in public schools.
Right? Absolutely. You know,
Ron Paul's got a good homeschool curriculum going on now, too, and looking to incorporate some of that as well. But I hope you're hearing me. I pray that you're hearing me, what this message is. And the thing is, if your kids are going to those schools, then you have an opportunity and perhaps an obligation, maybe the better word, to deprogram them from that which is BS that they're learning in schools. Yeah. Because let's face it, how many of the public schools are teaching about homeopathic medicine, even mention it anywhere in the school curricula? Crickets on that one.
None. Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. The things that they need to learn, they're not learning in school. They're learning that it doesn't exist, so that when they're confronted by it, they're suddenly saying, well, that's not, can't be real. I didn't learn about it in school. And in that way, the game is rigged.
Think about it this way. Every time there's a news story about school or some kind of a school controversy, most of the time it's about what you can't teach kids in school, not about what you can teach kids in school. Does that make sense?
I guess so. But, I mean, let's take it outside of the realm of going to school. And we got another guy, a Hollywood celebrity, that's being lauded by some on the right in talk radio. because it's actually a powerful, affirming message. And this was done, was this at like the MTV Music Awards or something? I mean, this was crazy stuff. Or no, it was Nickelodeon Awards. This guy, Ashton Kutcher.
Kids Choice or Ultimate
Kids Choice Awards. Yeah.
Yeah.
He received the Ultimate Choice Award, the evening's top honor. And he proceeds to say something you don't expect from a Hollywood celebrity. Really, really quite extraordinary. That there's no free lunch.
Oh,
and you get ahead by working hard. But, of course, at school, they're convinced it's free.
Right.
I mean, this
Yeah, no, it was amazing thing that he said, you know, and in a nutshell, he basically said, you know, that you've got to work hard to succeed.
I know, and that kind of sucks. Listen, I was bar mitzvahed. I was rebelling against having a bar mitzvah, not because it was only because I was a lazy teenager. I don't want to, it's too hard. I got to study. I got to work hard. And Ashton Kutcher says, I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. He says this, when I was 13, I had my first job with dad carrying shingles to the roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job in a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground, he continued. And I never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job. And so opportunities look a lot like work. Dude, this is what you learn. And, you know, our elders tell us this. It's hard. You work diligently. You work for a long period of time. To learn what I know in homeopathic medicine and natural, it took years, a decade at least, before I, you know, started really jumping out there
right.
to do what I do now. And it took the work. It took the time. And, of course, the one thing about youth is that the idea is, how do we shortcut it? How can I get there faster? Take your time. Don't race. I know, there's always this imperative. You got to do it fast. There's a deadline looming. And, you know, that's why we have the 911 stress control, of course. For those of you who know about the King Bio Remedy, that's a good thing. But the idea here to bring out is that it is not, how would we say it, the free lunch concept. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. I recommend the book, the Uncle Eric series of books by Richard Maybury. And he's written about whatever happened to justice, whatever happened to penny candy. I mean, you can learn and teach not only your kids, but yourself. If you've never read Whatever Happened to Penny Candy about the history of money, what you can teach yourself and then teach your kids is far more than they will ever get in economic courses coming through grade school, high school, and even university, unless you go to Mises University there in Auburn with the folks that follow the Austrian school. All right, I promised we'd get to a story about holy swimming water or drinking water. What is it? We're going to find out about that. If you'd like to call in and chime in on any subjects, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Get ready. Put on your swimsuit. We're going to dive into some holy water next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you, lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Yeah, I think Ty Bollinger is going to be ticked about the whole school situation, you know, me talking bad against government schools, because you know how big supporter he is about government indoctrination centers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely a company man, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doesn't question anything. We'll let Ty speak for himself a little later in the show. He'll be joining us shortly and looking forward to it. How do you get into a Major League Baseball game for free without sneaking in? No. Well, we're going to talk going through the front door. It's a wild story. I don't know. I could be in trouble if we say it. I don't know. All right. Holy water. Maybe I'm going to need some holy water after that story. Remember, was it last week or week before we did a story, the number one problem with public schools is number two? Right,
that's
remember that
right,
one?
That's right. Right. It wasn't public schools. It was public swimming pools.
Public pool. It rhymes with schools. It's right. pools, right?
Right.
I, you know,
right.
I think the probably the number one problem in public schools is also number two. But we'll pass on that because we've already discussed it. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to chime in. 866-939-2355. We're monitoring the social networks for your comments as well. We'll take a look at that. Holy water. Who knew that the same problem with pool water would happen for holy water? Austrian researchers have discovered that church fonts contain very high levels of bacteria, and a majority of water samples taken from holy sources contain fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
It gives new meaning to the term holy. I'm not going to say
that. Yeah, well, listen, I've always thought that organized religion was a load of crap, but this kind of confirms it.
Super, Don. You just walked right into that one, didn't you? You were just waiting all show for that.
What? All right, fine. Yes, I
was. They found that 86% of water samples from holy sources contain fecal matter. And every milliliter of holy water contained up to 62 million bacteria, none of it safe to drink. Not surprisingly, the busier the church, the more bacteria it had in its font from people's hands. So it's saying, and not necessarily from the water, but maybe people drinking from it communally, or their hands are not clean. They just want. So, yeah, basic sanitation hygiene, very important to integrate. And, in fact, the holy institutions, the ancient text, also talked about this. It's not like it's new. It's just sort of like the churchgoers of today have abandoned the old religion and have adopted the modern religion of the Church of Biological Mysticism. And they've forgotten about washing their hands, right? Like Ignace Semmelweis, the doctor so long ago, said, hey, wash your hands after you cut up on the cadavers before you go in to birth the babies, because you're the cause of the sepsis and death. And the doctors were outraged. And so they basically, you know, marginalized would be the understatement what they did to Semmelweis for that. And so we're seeing that basic concept of hygiene, sanitation, nutrition even, in many churches are abandoned. And we talk very directly. And I appreciate most heartfelt appreciation to those who are going into the churches and preaching on natural medicine, the medicine of the ancients, the medicine that incorporates the basic nutritional guidelines and laws. That maybe we have to modernize the language. That's fine. But the basic concepts are sound. And so, again, this goes beyond organized religion. But, again, organized religion is ripe for attack if this is going to be found, because then they're going to say, hey, you guys are responsible for, you know, spreading whooping cough. Remember we covered that story?
Yeah. Well, and listen, I mean, the way I look at it is that they're getting this water from holy sources, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a holy spring that we got this from. Well, first of all, what makes it holy? Okay, and secondly, you know, the way I look at it, I think every spring is holy. You know, mm-hmm. It comes from the earth. It's something that's from nature. And you know, if we're going to make this a holy spring because, you know, some religion says this is a holy spring, and if, mm-hmm. you know, in this article it says that drinking water from the holy spring can cause inflammatory diarrhea. So I would then question, okay, well, what's going on with the holy spring? Is it unholy now?
Well,
I mean, it's full
yeah.
of bacteria.
And, you know, the thing is about declaring something holy. I'm with you, Donna. I really like the idea of recognizing that if it's coming from the earth, it is sacred. But we also have to utilize advances and recognize that man has been behaving in not so sacred a manner by polluting and intoxicating these sources to where they're bubbling out of the water. They might not be the same. But the idea of holy water is structured water. It's energized water. It's often alkaline. And there is science to validate and support that. And so if you want to know the holy water I drink, and listen, you can pray on water, you can bless the water, all of that is real. And I encourage it. By the way, if you don't know what RSV is drinking at home, go to robertswater.com, robertswater.com. You can check it out. Get there, free downloads as well, an ebook you can learn about or call up and ask questions. But on this, here's my recommendation, okay? If you're concerned about the quality of the holy water at your house of worship, you get in there before the service when nobody is looking, or maybe you can do this with permission of the preacher man. You bring You bring your bottle of Sovereign Silver in there with you.
Yes.
And you pour a couple ounces in per gallon. And by the time everybody's going to drink it, the silver's neutralized all the bad guys in it. You're fine. You're good to go. Hallelujah. So sovereignty is holy. Sovereignty is holy. Yeah, I love that.
Now, I mean, they recommend here changing the water often or adding salt to the fonts to reduce the chance of the bacteria thriving. But I like your idea better. Let's throw some silver in there. Why not?
Yeah, sovereign silver. That's right. Holy water. Okay, we get to some questions. I'm going to see how many I can get to. We've got Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger's up. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. All I ever ask you to do is say thanks to those sponsors. And if you haven't picked up Ty's books, they're linked up as well. All right, this one comes from a naturopath, I believe, that I met at the Las Vegas conference. That's right. Hi, Dr. Bell. I enjoyed speaking with you at the conference in Vegas, and thank you for the links in regards to vaccinations. I wanted to know what other than probiotics should my granddaughters be taking to help their resistance to childhood illnesses. Also, what is the best approach for my daughter and husband to take the exemption, take for exemption? The state has made several inquiries and a couple of visits in regards to not vaccinating the girls. State of Tennessee does not have a form for exemption based on religion, but I think that's under review. I hope all is well with you and your family. God bless, Dr. LaBarbara. Thank you for chiming in. It was nice to meet you as well out there. First and foremost, there are a lot of things that we can do to keep our kids' resistance up. And one of those things I already mentioned in the holy water. You know, my kids have been raised on the silver. They're not blue. It's more of a homeopathic attenuation.
You're not Papa Smurf?
No, not Papa Smurf. I wouldn't give it to him if it could risk that. But the form that I used, the hydrosol, was safe to do. So during the communicable months, typically winter months, I have them on a teaspoon before or after, my littlest one, maybe half a teaspoon. But that, as well as the homeopathic medicine we use to address a lot of the childhood potential illnesses and ailments, those are homeopathic nozodes. And as a naturopath, you should be able to get a hold of them. You can contact King Bio, see if they're able to get that for the doctors out there. What else could we do? Beta-1-3-D-glucan. Ty and I talked about that extensively. Better Way Health has that. We'll get some more information out there. But these are real and legitimate things. The superfoods, Nutrifying the body, all of these things provide good function to the immune system, keeping the body at top-level shape and the immune system there as well. But the probiotics are critically important, because they are the seat of immunity along with detoxifying the liver. So keeping your kids active, keeping them on clean organic food, all of these play a much larger role. And even if they should encounter these childhood ailments or illnesses, they'll be well equipped to get through them with minimal discomfort, and they'll be stronger on the other side, not driven into chronic disease like the vaccine-damaged children are. Okay, so that's an important distinction. Now, as far as Tennessee, I look in the state statutes. You can go to vaclib.org, I believe, and NVIC. They all have the state statutes listed, so you know exactly what to do to get the exemption. Why the state is making inquiries into you for not vaccinating your girls, I don't know. Or I don't know, unless you have other state contracts that I'm unaware of, or maybe it because you're sending them to public schools. That's another issue, but again, they provide for ways to exempt even in Tennessee. You just got to know what to do. And it might be like in Georgia where you just file a little affidavit of your belief, and that's enough. Okay, so there you go. So, second question. Don, do you have anything to add to that? I apologize. I'm running over Super Don here.
No, okay? How can I add anything to that? You are the master.
I don't know. All right, two. Hi, Robert. Any news on asthma? Natural ways of prevention. I got myself off of Advair slowly and took Lung Clear, but lately have nightly flare-ups and need albuterol. Wonder if you know anything new. Occasionally I take a visit into lung land, into the pulmonary place of happiness, and we talk about the things that we do. I think in yesterday's show I even posted a picture of the silver with a nebulizer. That you can go online to like portablenebs.com, get yourself a little plug-in nebulizer, and you can pour the silver right in there and breathe it into the lungs. This, along with the homeopathic remedies that Dr. King has for lungs, cough, asthma, COPD, and bronchitis, even more severe lung diseases, you can utilize the silver orally and by a nebulization, as well as the homeopathic medicines that are available to you. Now, I've talked about the red mangrove from Fiji as another possibility. There's a thing called naturesnurse.com. You can check it out, investigate it yourself. But evidently, they've been using it for generations down there in Fiji for lung situations. Also, of course, ephedra, which would have been great had they not pretended to ban it, has been used for centuries in China as a legitimate way of opening up the passageways, even in the lungs, not just the sinuses. But unfortunately, it's all been turned to pseudoephedrine, so it can be converted into crystal meth. And too many people know the disaster that that is. So if I talk about the homeopathic remedies for this situation, I'm going to mention the antimonium tartaricum. I'm going to mention the Drosera rotundifolia. I'm going to mention the Bryonia alba, as well as toasted SpongeBob SquarePants, which I know you love it when I bring that up. Toasted sponge is Spongia tosta in homeopathic medicine. These are all the ones that I mentioned, very powerful, good remedies for the liver. But remember, the digestive system, the probiotics, and the liver play a huge role in, well, letting your body know that it's okay. The lungs can be used to breathe in and out, see oxygen in, CO2 out, as opposed to throwing out all the other toxic garbage that your intestines and liver are not handling. So that's why all that we talk about brings everything back together in a truly holistic fashion. I do have another question I'm going to have to get to at the other side of this break, see what else we can fit in here. In fact, we might have some realities about drug advertisements that might upset those at GlaxoSmithKline and Merck. But we're never really worried about what they think about us. No, we're not. So stand by for that. Whole lot more. What to do about West Coast radiation from Fukushima for your thyroid. I'll mention that and a whole host of other things. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us to liven things up just a wee bit. Don't go to sleep. There's a lot more healing to go. And you know where they learned to lie? I bet all of those drug commercial people, they went to public schools. We'll find out about it after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, the other question coming in through the website relates to West Coast protection from radiation coming from Fukushima. That's seemingly the first area, of course, ocean and more. Concern for your thyroid. The potassium iodide is not what you want to do unless you know there's an imminent threat. It's happening to protect your thyroid. But you can do caliiodatum, which is the homeopathic form, safely in an ongoing way, and particularly more so when you're dealing with the certain forms of radiation that impact the thyroid very directly. But I would say there are nascent forms of iodine that you can take the drops, put a drop or two on your tongue, depending. Now, if it's 2%, you can do a one dose. If it's 5%, so you got to be careful about that. So talk to the folks that you're getting your iodine from. Also, as far as other aspects of protection, I've mentioned selenium being so critically important. Give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, and get yourself at least 200 micrograms a day. That's four of those little tablets a day. And that's what I do as a baseline, and I'm not on the West Coast. I might do more knowing what's going on over there. And the EMF detox from King Bio. It addresses EM fields and more when it comes to those radiation concerns that I have. So think about that. Simple things you can do, eating lower on the food chain, et cetera. But protecting the thyroid in particular, again, the thyroid is impacted very much by selenium and the iodine. And, of course, the homeopathic forms that can address both are great, too. Now, we want to get into the ads and lying. I may have to get to that with Ty Bollinger because I want to take a call here. Carlos is holding on. I believe he's out in California. 866-939-2355. You're on live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Carlos, were you commenting on the education commentary we did today?
Yes, I'd love to. I'd also like to, being in California, let you know and get your advice on what I'm doing for radiation myself. I've been taking Bioluminous Spirulina, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that. From what I knew or know, that this particular spirulina is very good for removing a lot of that, and it's mm-hmm. been part of daily routine, and usually juice it in the morning with a little pineapple. It goes really well. I've been feeling really good. It's so this particular spirulina is just so awesome. It's actually like blue, not even on the green thing. But I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Well, yeah, I've heard of it, but Carlos, I don't have access to an analytical lab like Mike Adams does. The Health Ranger's really been going pretty intensely on analyzing the different superfoods and green foods, especially particularly when it comes to maybe heavy metal contamination, etc. So I can't comment specifically about that brand. I haven't investigated it. But if you're feeling good, you know, that's one big part of it as far as not ignoring how you feel, but also utilizing the analytical tools that are out there that you trust. And certainly I know the Health Ranger is doing it right. So check out what he's doing, and he may have some commentary in addition to this. Now, what is your perspective on the public school system, education system? Have I gone too far in aligning myself with Jaden Smith, a 15-year-old?
No, absolutely not. And I think that there's more and more evidence out there, even in social media. One video that's gone viral different ways has been the graduation speech that a valedictorian gave online against the school system. And she was the valedictorian. And that speech, I think, whenever I saw it the first time, really opened my eyes to a lot that's going on. And in particular, that is exactly what is happening in the school system. And we have, you know, one person that can really open people's eyes is John Taylor Gatto. This mm-hmm. was a teacher in New York, teacher of the year nationally. Started, was in a very tough neighborhood in New York, you know, one of the worst neighborhoods, if you want to call it that. And he was taking students and turning them into Ivy Leaguers. And the way he did that was he was able to identify what exactly was the breakdown in the education, public educational system. Somewhere along the way, they removed the trivium and the quadrivium, or the seven liberal arts.
Mm-hmm.
With a trivium and the quadrivium, the ability to remove logical fallacies from one's grammar.
Right, right. Now you're getting into, Carlos, and I'm gonna take it down to the lay level, the teaching the kids how to question, how to logically deduce, how to analyze. These are the things that have been removed by and large from the government indoctrination centers that are called public schools. This is the big deal, because those that were had genuine intelligence and maybe even converted one day to wisdom had this ability to question, had this ability to use logic and analyze things. And I think what you're getting at is that it's been lost. And we are out of time, Carlos. And I bless you for calling in today, letting everybody know, yes, it is possible to talk to RSB live on the air. And it may be possible for you to talk to TMB. Ty Bollinger is going to be joining me next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Super Don, if you can hang on a little longer, we've got some stuff we got to do, including how to get into a major league game for little or no money. Is it illegal? Oh, my gosh, this is going to be dicey. Well, we got lots more to go. Remember this, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.